σου μηχανή.
Άνα μάνελη δεν
αραφτίζει να περιφάνει. Σαν φάρμα σε
We are in Cyprus. That was the Dunya Ensemble and the song Dolama Nasu Goraso Mihanin. Yes, an album simply called Music of Cyprus or Sibris Insesi. And yes, Cyprus, eastern end of the Mediterranean Sea. It is the third largest island in all of the Mediterranean and the third most populous as well. So that was a band actually that I believe, with very little information though, that they are musicians now living in the U.S., but there's a mix of Greek and Turkish Cypriot musicians, yes, with traditions of the island of Cyprus. And that was a cool song, the percussion instrument, not sure what it is, but I think it's a Turkish instrument, or Middle Eastern, nonetheless. It sounds like a giant industrial machine, almost. It's got like an electronic music, kind of very vague sound. Anyhow, so we just heard a mixture of the Greek and Turkish musicians, and that is important because Cyprus, over the last several decades, has been split between the two nations. So it is technically an independent island country, but the north half is occupied by Turkish people and even Turkish military, and that's called the North Turkish, it's got an official name, but basically it's Northern Cyprus, and it's the Turkish Autonomous Region of Cyprus. And then the bottom half is its own nation, but it's basically Greek folks or Greek Cypriots, and they speak Greek, they use the Greek alphabet, but on the north they speak Turkish. Anyways, it's a long, long story. Cyprus was granted independence in 1960, but since then, Turkish leaders in the north claim that it should belong to them. It's an extension of Turkey, just being just south of the Turkey mainland. So, there's even a section in the middle of Cyprus that is like the kind of buffer zone between the two parts, the Turkish and the Greek parts. And that goes right through the capital city of Nicosia. So, yes, a lot of people online just finding music and reading comments. It's like people just want to get along, you know. Most people have friends on either side, you know. It doesn't matter if you have Greek ancestry, grandparents, or you have Turkish, or a lot of people I'm sure are mixed. People just want to, they just want to get along and not have a border in the middle of an island. So yes, a complicated situation, and currently there are talks between the two leaders in the UN and trying to make it work between the two and have a peaceful resolution to the current separation. But anyways, as always, don't want to get too wrapped up in the political monologue here, but I want to play the music and showcase both sides. For a little while, I thought maybe I'd do a show on each side, the North Turkish side and the South Greek side, but that just maybe fuels, in a very small way, kind of like the separation between the two. So I'll mix them all together, but I will do a feature of one and then a feature of the other, just to show the different cultures and the distinctions between the two styles. So as we get to the music, we're going to start with something new and very exciting, a group called Monsieur Dumani. And right in the name, you can hear that they are a fusion group or that they have different influences. So it's a group from Nicosia, the side that is the Greek side of the island and the Greek side of the city even. And you can tell because the writing is in Greek alphabet. Music and lyrics by Simis Sukyuroglu. I'm no academic, but I'm pretty sure that's a Greek name. So, yes, they put out a new album, and they are mixing styles from around the world with rebetiko, a style that is Greek folk tradition. So, yes, we're going to hear a piece of music from their 2015, their most recent album. It's called Psychosis, Monsieur Dumani, with a song translated to English, The Pert Breast. Yes. Quite a title, The Pert Breast. Okay, so Monsieur Dumani, and hopefully this lives up to the song title. Yes, extremely interesting music here on Wandering Rhythms, traveling through the music of the island of Cyprus.
We'll be right back.
Oh yeah, Wandering Rhythms here on CJSF 90.1 FM, CJSF.ca, WanderingRhythms.com, etc., etc. Yes, we are traveling through the music scene of Cyprus. Yes, not Cypress Mountain. We do have a mountain here called Cyprus, but I don't think there's much music going on up there. I could be wrong. Anyways, we are in the Mediterranean, and we just heard a very, very exciting, groundbreaking style of music. That was the first of its kind, I believe. It is a mix of cumbia from South America and rebetiko, which is a folk tradition of Greek music. So you heard a mix of instrumentation, definitely some of the Greek stringed instruments, and yeah, Latin percussion. And the drummer that has joined this group is, I believe, British Italian. He's a mixed guy, and he's joined this group from Nicosia, Cyprus. The group is called Trio Teke, that's T-E-K-K-E, and the album Zivo, which just came out. Every song is different, mixing Greek music with other things, and that one is the only one that does the cumbia thing. I think it's called cumbet, so rebetiko and cumbia. You put them together, you got cumbet. Yeah, really nice. And before that, we heard some good old classic stoner rock. That was Stonus, S-T-O-N-U-S. And this album, which came out last week, it's called Super Trip. Super Trip. The song H-E-L. Yeah. Stonus. And actually, it had a little bit of like a Greek kind of vocal influence, I think, which I enjoyed. And before that, we heard Monsieur Dumani. And that group, also mixing rebetiko with global influences. Their album Psychosis of 2015. We heard The Pert Breast, and I discovered that there are lyrics in English translated from the Greek. And wow, it's really funny. Yeah, I'll share with you a small fraction of that. Your pert breast knocks me out as it moves this way and that, full of coyness, just like sweet blanc mange. Yeah, you gotta love translations, and I guess the lyrics are pretty wacky to begin with, but then you go translating it and it gets even funnier. Yeah, so it's a song about, it's a love song, let's call it a love song, The Pert Breast by Monsieur Dumani. And that was the southern side, the Greek side of Cyprus. It is an independent nation, but very much inhabited by Greeks, and when Turkey came along and annexed the top 40% of the island, the Greek people living up on that side moved down south. So now the island's really quite segregated between the Turkish and Greek sides. Total, there's over 1 million people in Cyprus. Yes. And we're going to the other side of the island, the traditions of Turkish music. It was harder to find new stuff, I'll be honest. Maybe the language barrier was a part of it, but had a hard time finding new music from Turkish Cypriots. So we're going to go back in time to a classic progressive rock band that was so popular in Cyprus that they even became well-known on the Turkish mainland. They're called Sila 4, S-I-L-A 4. And the song here, Kibrisim. And this really is a classic, yes, Turkish prog song. Here we go. Thank you.
Yazlar kış, ters dönüyor mevsimler.